Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we're talking about the senior housing sector and some of the major moves that are afoot in that sector. A lot of people believe that senior housing is the next greatest thing to get into. After all, everyone knows there's the baby boomers coming and they're all getting older. They're not getting younger. They will all eventually need senior housing. But here's a newsflash for you. The baby boomers are not old enough yet to enter senior housing. The average age of someone entering an assisted living facility is 85 years of age, and the baby boomers are not 85 yet. Still another 15 years to go, at least. Senior housing also breaks down into four distinct classes. At the very highest end of service, there's what's called skilled nursing. These are the old traditional nursing homes. Then you get into assisted living, then into independent living, and then finally there's a new category of property called the concierge apartment building or the concierge condo building, where it's kind of like living in an apartment building or a condo building with a higher level of service. It's not quite the same level of service as you would have in an independent living facility where you've got all your meals taken care of, but it's more service than you would have in a simple apartment building. There's been an awful lot of capacity built into the senior housing market in anticipation of this new boom in senior living. But the fact is, it hasn't happened yet. So in most primary markets, I'm talking major cities, senior housing is actually overbuilt. And we're starting to see that reflected in the performance of the senior housing REITs. In fact, there are a number of headwinds that are facing the senior housing market. The first of them is rising interest rates. We've seen 5 interest rate hikes over the last year from the Federal Reserve, and we're anticipating another 3 interest rate hikes over the course of the next 12 months. The second major factor is tax reform. Tax reform in the United States was designed to reduce tax rates across the board. For the most part, it's done that, but there are a few select instances where taxes have, in fact, gone up, in particular for certain corporations. For example, California-based HCP, large operator of senior housing, announced a charge in the latest quarter for the fiscal year 2018 of $17 million in increased taxes, linked directly to the tax reforms that were announced back in December of 2017. And in 2018, we're seeing a lot of new supply still entering the market, and that supply is taking a long time to get leased up. We're seeing very, very long lease-up periods for these new facilities. Where opportunity does exist in senior housing is in the secondary and tertiary markets, where there's a perception that there's a slightly less affluent population, and therefore there hasn't been quite as much building done in those markets. I believe there's opportunity to be selective and go after very specific secondary and tertiary markets. I wouldn't go anywhere and everywhere, just like any form of real estate, but there will be select opportunities in secondary and tertiary markets where there is a supply-demand imbalance, meaning there is more demand than supply. And in particular, the quality of product in many of those markets is in fact substandard compared to the quality of product that you can find in major markets. That is a business opportunity. And then finally, the other move that's afoot in the industry is something called the residential assisted living model. And this is rather than having very large institutions that consist of 120, 150, maybe 200 beds, these are smaller residential care homes that may have a dozen residents or maybe 15 or 16 residents. And it's a much more home-like feel. The advantage of that is you get a higher ratio of care to patients. And so patients get better care. They also get better food. They get better attention. They get better socialization. And most recently, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta put out a report indicating that the number of falls, meaning when an elderly person falls, where it can obviously result in injury, the number of falls that occur in smaller residential assisted living homes is 50% of what it is in the larger institutions. As with any investment strategy, you definitely want to dig into the details and make sure that you understand all of the different economic forces at play, supply and demand, revenue potential, affordability, all of these things come into play. And in the meantime, have a spectacular day, go out, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.